Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congressman Ed Markey is going to Washington as the state's next U.S. senator. He beat Republican Gabriel Gomez in the special election yesterday by a 10% margin, 55-45%. As WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, it was a strong contrast to the last special election 3 years ago, when state Democrats were delivered an embarrassing blow by Republican Scott Brown.
For a few moments last night, there was an awkward reminder of 2010. Attorney General Martha Coakley took the stage.
Are you ready for a victory party?
Coakley was warming up the crowd this time, not giving a concession speech after losing a younger, charismatic candidate. In yesterday's election, it was the older candidate who fended off the younger one. 66-year-old Ed Markey took the stage to Glory Days, a song that ruefully recalls the past.
Thank you all for this evening. This victory belongs to you. It belongs to your families.
With his wife Susan at his side, the longtime congressman from Malden said he would build on the past and work toward a bright and bold future.
There is a long history of leaders from Massachusetts going to the United States Senate. Our legendary Ted Kennedy. Our great Secretary of State, John Kerry. And now I go to Washington to serve with the extraordinary Elizabeth Warren.
In his speech, he barely mentioned his opponent, Gabriel Gomez. Markey said he will work to fight climate change and end congressional gridlock. Much of his victory speech echoed his stump from the campaign trail.
And at all times, we have to remember that Massachusetts is not just the Bay State. We are the brain state.
Markey's victory speech rang true to Taylor Nefesi in the audience.
So, you know, you get some of his key points, you know, brain state, NRA not relevant anymore. Like, a lot of those key lines are great to hear over and over again. I'm so excited for him. This was actually the first election I could vote in. I'm 18. So for my first, like, official voting and everything to be for Ed was just amazing.
It wasn't just Nefesi's vote that helped make Ed Markey a senator-elect. It was also her hours in the field. She was part of a huge Democratic Party ground game with 17,000 people ringing phones and doorbells to get out the vote. The head of the state party, John Walsh, says Massachusetts Democrats did not want to see a rerun of the last special election.
Well, the difference in that race when Scott Brown won was that as Democrats, and I include myself in it, we were asleep at the switch. We took it for granted, and we paid a price. Not this time. We're ready. We learned our lessons.
Markey's campaign outspent Gomez and linked him to the national GOP. Markey won by a 10-point margin, but only among those who voted, a record low number. One voter who did turn out in Jamaica Plain had a hard time getting excited about Markey. May Tobin Hochstadt said she voted for him because he's a Democrat, but she looked at Gabriel Gomez wistfully.
He does look like the kind of person that I want to vote for. He's young, he's diverse, he's energetic, and I would love to be voting for Democrats who fit that profile as opposed to another older white male who, although I believe that he represents my interests, doesn't really represent the person that I am.
But for Massachusetts Democrats, right now, maybe winning is enough. After a stunning upset 3 years ago in a similar race, this time the experienced Democrat kept the younger, spirited Republican at bay. Ed Markey of Malden is going to the United States Senate. A Democrat will be the incumbent. Order restored. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.